She was in that movie, too.
All right, guys. This is a special day.
Well, yeah.
Second annual Cinco de Mayo special.
Ole, ole.
I want you guys to keep in mind, we have a special guest today. And it's a lady. All right? So let's keep that in mind. Let's keep it all class.
Does that mean I have to wear pants?
Yes.
Yes. It means you have to wear pants.
Okay.
Let's keep it on the level. This is a woman of class.
All right.
We need to we need to bring it up a notch here, okay? I'm talking to you, Darren.
I'm just saying, but our shtick is that, you know, that we say what we want. We're not being censored here.
I'm just saying this could be a good opportunity to, like, you know, take it up a notch.
What?
Get a little street cred.
Our classes are going to like that.
Maybe try to meet, like, meet a new demographic, right?
Right. I'm just saying, you know, let's be class.
Well, just because Cento's cool, I'll do it once, but I don't know if the Blasphemers will like it.
I'm out of my comfort zone.
All class. All class.
So you walk out the door, you're out of your comfort zone.
All right. All class. Okay.
All right. All right.
Cool. Oh. Hey, timing.
Okay, hold on. Shit. What the fuck is up, douchebags? Woo!
Wow. All
right.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Hey, welcome, Cento Moses, everybody. Yay.
So much for class.
Hello.
I think everyone should have some.
Cinco de Mayo.
Give me a second here.
As long as I can, too.
Nice. Wow. Put a sombrero on while you're at it.
How's it fly? All right.
Cinco de Mayo, everybody. Happy Cinco de Mayo. I'm the biggest white Mexican you've seen today.
It was a clean client.
I have a special surprise for everyone later.
We're going to need it.
Dude, El Pollo Loco has barbecued black bean chicken burritos that kick fucking ass. Just let everyone know that I have Mexican food together.
Are they like your sponsor?
Good Mexican.
Sponsored by El Pollo Loco.
We shall constantly.
Yeah, no one has sponsored us yet. We're just looking for a free dinner.
Oh, okay.
That's all we want. Or a six pack.
A free burrito.
So, it says tequila body shots.
Yeah, does anybody have any insight into this film?
No. I got nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, then why are you here?
I don't know. There's beer. So
hey.
All right.
Yeah, tequila body shots.
I just want to
put this out there. I've seen this movie once.
Special time in your life?
Special time in my life.
Yeah.
Long time ago. Back when I was young and had my whole life ahead of me. And this is the project
I'll tell you.
I chose.
Is
that the IMDb
page? Yes. 1999.
Oh!
You know, that's crazy because Netflix says 2000.
Well, it was released February 25th of 2000.
So there we go. So
and I'll give you the domestic gross in a little bit.
Oh, shit.
All right. So was this out in theaters?
It certainly was.
It was, yeah.
Nice.
So how long did it take to shoot?
Like a couple months, maybe.
All right.
If that. It was a very short shoot.
Were you in Mexico?
No.
Where were you?
We were...
Valencia.
Bakersfield.
You're not far off. I believe we were up north somewhere. Like in the Valencia... they have a ranch up there or something where you can shoot stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where it was.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
it's the Mexico of Southern California.
I like
exactly.
to shoot stuff.
And let me just say, I can't remember what I did yesterday, so I'm really like going through my brain trying to figure out what the hell.
Wow. All right, every time
this should be a real treat for you.
Every time you see something that you want to drop some knowledge on us, let us know.
All right, I got to get this set up. Continue the banter.
Disgusting.
Cool. So, what was the audition process like?
The audition process was, I went in, and I remember specifically the casting person saw me and said, oh, good, somebody with a different body type. And I thought, did she just call me fat? And when you see the movie, you'll know that she did. Because she had been seeing little, like, skinny Hollywood chicks all day. So I guess I was refreshing for her.
A
different body type. That's Hollywood for fat.
You're not fat at all.
Well, you haven't seen the movie yet.
I have, actually.
Oh, God.
I have.
Yes.
Well, I would like to say at this time that I have a very different body type.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, so I went in and I auditioned for the casting director, and then she brought me back to the director and met him, and the next thing I know, I got it.
It spectacular.
Awesome. It was pretty quick.
That's how it happens in Hollywood a lot of times, though. You try for so goddamn long, and then one day you get cast in a movie. You know?
Either that or you audition for something. Actually, that just happened to me recently. I auditioned for a film about a month and a half ago, and my agent calls and says, you booked it. I'm like, what did I book? What is it? Oh,
congratulations. Would that be the political drama Choose Connor?
No, that wouldn't.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a TV movie called Black Friday. I get beaten to death.
Wow. Excellent.
True, I did my first stunt work.
Congratulations!
Nice. Thrown on the floor. It was
awesome. So I think you and I are the only ones that have been paid stunt people. So
love
congratulations.
It.
Nice.
Love it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Cool.
All right, so I'm Darren T. Mangler.
I'm William Koenig.
I would like to... I'm PB Trace.
PB Walsho. We ready to do this?
Yeah, let's go.
I think
How foreboding is it that when we go to the five that we normally go to, it's just black?
Yeah, this is the first time we've been on a black screen 5 seconds in.
Who distributed this, by the way?
Lionsgate, I think.
Oh, God, yeah. No.
Do we know if there's anything on the DVD?
Well, we're hoping.
It might just be a blank screen. We have to improvise.
I liked your extras, by the way.
Thank you.
You were interviewed very well.
Was I?
Yes.
God, I haven't seen this. I should have watched this before I came.
Talking
about you doing with my time.
don't worry about it. Most of our blasts, we haven't seen the crap. Well, I have, but pretty much none of us have. The rest of them haven't seen the crap before. So,
because you have, that means you have too much time on your hands.
Yes, I have way too much. Yeah. Well, people, more. If I get cast more, I wouldn't have to do that shit.
All right, let's do this. We're paused at 5 as usual. Press play on 0. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Or cinco, cuatro, tres, dos,
uno.
So how was the director, Tony Shalhoub?
We're in.
Shalhoub.
Joey Lawrence is in this?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Whoa. Dude, this sounds like porno music. Listen to it.
Well, it starts off in a porno house.
It kind of does.
Drew Mauser.
Yes, she's really good friends with Shannon Doherty.
Oh, lucky
and
her.
And Nate Anderson. Love him. Oh, my God. Look at all these people.
Yes, look at him.
We could have totally did extra work in this.
You probably could have.
Yeah, we didn't get any phone calls.
That's a blast for the future, Darren.
Josh Marchette.
Oh, that's it. It is?
Yes, it is.
Benedict.
Oh, God. Not the hat guy.
The hat guy. That's Josh Marchette.
I think we've already determined that he's
the hat guy.
Hey!
She's a star.
Single page, nice, Santa.
Yeah, I do what I can. Didn't even have to use my knee pads on that one.
Wow.
Hey.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. We don't go there on the blast.
Oh,
Santa,
I'm sorry.
Right?
I'll keep it PG.
Fuck that. Let us know all the sex you've had.
How cute is Nate? Look at him.
Did you say keep it PG?
What?
What did you say? Keep it what?
PG.
Oh, PG.
What's PG? You keep saying PC.
Hey, pinche you, guy.
Pinche is fuck in Spanish.
Oh, well, pinche you, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh,
all
right.
Bitchito.
Eat it, douche.
Hey.
There's the waitress with attitude.
Oh, there's the hat guy. Okay, I have to admit, this dude with the hat annoys me all the way through this.
Wait, did you hear what the shot was called? The devil motherfucker.
The devil motherfucker?
Sure, that's the name of the shot.
From far away, it looks like they have dentures in it,
right?
Was it a...
Water?
Was this the movie that they were like, do you want a Mexican bladder infection?
Yes. Yeah, that's later.
The cranberry and tequila or something?
Here it goes.
We could probably make some Mexican bladder infections.
Josh.
Whoa. Dude, who's the makeup person? Come on.
His name is Troy. He's very nice, and he hikes Fryman all the time.
Well, I'm very happy for him, but he sucks in this.
Oh, yeah.
I said it. What?
Got it. Don't worry.
Why are we talking, making disparaging comments on the blast? What's your problem?
Listen to the echo on that sound. Holy
drink
cow.
The drink!
They're such party animals.
The drink!
Oh,
Joey.
Yeah.
So was Joey, was he a diva on the movie?
No, he wasn't too bad.
Come on,
Sentinel. He wasn't too bad.
Sentinel, no one's going to hear.
The only thing I remember.
No one's going to hear this.
He was very particular, you know, and you can't fault an actor for being particular.
Particular? Does that mean he's gay?
No, not at all. He actually had a girlfriend during all this. I think he proposed to her right after this. He bought her a Beetle.
Wow.
Nice.
Very sweet.
Oh, back in the day when, like, the new Beatles were coming
were
out.
Were hip and cool and, yeah.
Like, it was like the iPod of their day.
It's true.
It came with a flower.
What is this? Is this...
This is part of the movie, right? Seriously, I started to wonder.
Did you see this right when it came out? Is
yeah.
that when you saw it? Okay.
Saw it at the premiere. Okay, that girl on the right is actually the makeup artist.
Oh,
okay.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, Santa. I envision that guy as the character being like a USC film nerd. Is that what he's based on?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah. With Star Wars, that's the whole Lucas reference. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that actor right there is Robert Patrick, and he just did E-Ring. Was it an E-Ring that he was on? He was on some... Or no, it was that other one with Carla
It's okay.
Gianni.
The Admiral's in on deck here.
Please get on that.
That's Admiral Sidekick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's very talented. He used to crack us up.
This guy?
Yeah. Gestures.
Ah, that's gold. So the brother produced it, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Why does the brother have so much money? What does he do?
I don't know. It makes me want to have a brother.
Mm-hmm. Sup?
So you said particular.
Yes.
As in,
as
like,
as
he wanted to. He wanted to help in, like, with had suggestions for, like, the blocking of shots or wanted to.
Very particular about what he wanted to do with each shot.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, and like, wanted to make sure that he was a
perfectionist. Did he insist on tucking in his t-shirt on this scene?
Yes.
I mean, his bulge is pretty stout right
it
now.
It is. Whoa. Right?
Whoa. I mean, seriously, does he pad it? Or do we know?
I don't know.
If not, he's got a hog on him.
If anybody knows in this room, it's Darren.
Oh, well, I am on celebrityporn.com all the time. So he was the funny one, huh?
He was the funny one. He was hysterical.
Good.
Like, loved him. Loved him.
Oh, now he goes by Rob Benedict.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Admiral.
I'm looking right now.
Okay.
Benedict?
Slow.
As in Battlestar Galactica Benedict?
Uh-oh. Look, it's like the Arsenio Hall thing. That poor extra. She was not happy about that.
I bet. Did she know that was going to happen?
They're like, well, just shoot your head and suddenly your ass is in the shot.
Here, just stand next to this guy with
that's
the...
quite an ass. Santa! You are
look
gold.
Look at that hat!
Look at that hat!
Why are we both wearing hats?
Because the director is lame.
Are the hat people going to hook up?
No.
Yeah, Santa.
Okay, the blonde is Jennifer Lyons, and that's Drew.
Yeah, did you guys...
Jennifer and I hung out. That's Jen in the middle.
Yeah.
Jen and I hung out. Constantly. Literally, we left set and went to all of the bars in Hollywood and got drunky drunk. Jen could get into any bar. Look at her. I mean, she knew the doorman everywhere. Could get anywhere, wherever she wanted. Yeah.
He was in Alias and Monk.
Let's see.
Medium?
No.
Navy NCIS. Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
No.
He was in the hand job.
No.
No?
Were you taken during this movie?
No, I wasn't.
No?
I was single.
Were you totally hooking up on set?
Actually, I wasn't at all. I think I had a crush on Josh, the guy in the hat, but we never hooked up.
Felicity?
Oh, hello, Sink.
Yeah, we noticed that first time we watched this.
So I don't see a different body type. What are they talking about?
You're very kind. Yeah. Compared to the other two, I guess.
Whatever. So is that naturally curly hair, or do you do that every morning?
It is naturally curly hair.
That's spectacular. Sweet.
The drapes match the carpet. Is that the question?
Wow.
Not yet, but hold on. I was wondering.
Does the carpet match the drapes? Yeah. Did you let it go out that long?
No? I was telling Mike I cleaned my front yard last night.
You, uh-huh. Your floor guard?
No, my front yard. I cleaned it last night. It was getting out of hand.
Hey, how you doing, Tamlin?
Yeah.
Ramblin' Tamlin.
Screenwriters always give the leads in the movies these really weird names. Did you ever notice that?
I never noticed.
It's never like Sarah or Jen.
Oh,
snake face.
He didn't make me laugh there.
No, he's supposed to
be.
Wow,
nice
too.
Lighting matching.
Oh!
Snap.
Eat that, motherfucker!
Wear the hat because you got the attitude.
I think that was my hat. Now that I look back on it, I think I hit that hat.
Really?
What the hell?
When you like to set diva, you're like, I'm wearing my hat!
I'm wearing my own clothing!
I wore this at Ringling Brothers, I'm wearing it now!
That's true. I like to be as difficult as possible on set.
That is awesome.
You were in one of Mike Walsh's films.
I was in one of Mike Walsh's films with you.
That's right, you were. You were brilliant in that.
Thank you.
We were all in that.
This is
like a cast.
We're
all in it, yeah.
Awesome. Maybe we should put that one in instead.
It's better. It's much better.
That was after this, because that was 2000.
Yeah. Was it on YouTube?
July of 2000.
Did you put it on YouTube?
No, I didn't put it on YouTube.
Why?
It's a studio phone. Let it go. Let it go, dude.
I was afraid your people would sue me.
Shut
it was the
up.
Whole SAG thing. All right, I'll put it on YouTube.
That was amazing.
No, I'm just, you know, it was,
I
went through SAG and
laws.
Did all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
and
you had to sign waivers and stuff,
yeah.
So why can't you put it
so
up?
So you don't care.
I don't care.
It's going on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've
why
known
didn't you
too
do
long
it?
To care.
Yeah, fuck them.
Did you know Mike and I went to high school together?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. Or we would never know you.
It's true.
You we didn't know each other in high school, though.
No, we didn't.
You're just like this cute little girl that walked by.
Wow, she's already chirping.
Oh, my
Catholic high school.
Oh, God.
These extras were so pissed at you that you guys had all the lines.
I know. I wanted to give them a few, but they wouldn't let me.
Bullshit.
Here, take my roll.
Bullshit.
Take my roll.
Take my roll.
Please. No, Sensei, you're by far the hottest of the three.
Thank you.
Easily.
Yeah.
So,
Jen's got really nice boobs. Look at that. Oh, my God.
They're real? All
right.
Are they real?
Yeah.
They're not!
Booyah, dude.
Real
in
the all.
Is it
real
in
the
vent? Is it
gorgeous?
Was it nipple insertion or under the boob?
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Wait, Drake. I didn't see you fooled around.
Did you hang out or what?
I know. I know.
I asked Senko if he wears a strap on all the time.
Yeah, we had pillow fights hung out in our panties.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's the tough guy.
He's topped up on something.
So. Why did they cast a bad guy who's like 113 pounds?
This guy
looks like a drug addict.
Ooh,
and he knocks out Joey Lawrence in one punch.
One of my favorite parts is coming up, though.
You're out of here!
Oh!
Guy looks like Lou Ferrigno.
Good night.
My stunts were better than that.
I like how he moves a drug dealer because he was going like this with his nose.
Yeah, you could tell.
So why didn't you put a makeout scene with me and Senta in your movie, Mike?
Dude, because you make out with everyone else.
No, well,
actually,
that's true. You got a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah,
the whole
it's the personality.
Something. You know,
personality.
Well, I don't know about that.
If I could do it all again, I wouldn't have been in the movie. I would have just
directed
doing the camera.
Yeah,
and directed.
It was just too much.
Yeah, this is my favorite part of the movie.
Wait.
They just get in the car,
right?
And then, whoa, he's right there.
What? Look at him kick his ass.
You rule.
Crawling behind the front fender that entire time.
By the way,
he's hanging out of the drive shaft.
If anybody punches a bouncer that big, he's getting taken behind the bar and kicked the shit out of.
He's going out back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
To the woodshed.
Mexico, a.k.a. Valencia.
Road trip. Well, I like who brought up Mexico in the first place.
Hey.
That was you, sir.
Hey, I love fish tacos.
What's the
problem?
Look at this.
There's nothing wrong with fish tacos. I'm eating them through your two front fingers. That's a good deal.
Wow.
I like melons.
Señor Valencia.
Pescador?
You know, it's the music that sets you in Mexico.
It really is. Yeah.
I mean, they could have been shooting this in Iowa, had this music going on. You're like, oh, we're in Mexico.
Totally.
In the cornfields.
It's the Budweisers. No, I guess it's too
whenever I see anything
it's the
that looks like this, I think of those Jack in the Box commercials, the Chipotle. Do you know what I'm talking
Chipotle?
About?
Chipotle?
Chipotle. Chipotle.
Chipotle. Chipotle.
With that Mexican woman, just go. Oh, this is nice. A vomit scene.
It's hilarious.
Or is it a hot guy ass scene?
Hey now.
There's nothing sexy about seeing a hot guy throw up.
Mike just disagreed.
What?
Nothing. What? What'd you say?
Yeah. Ugh.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said Mike would disagree.
Oh.
Oh, oh no. And fart jokes.
Is this
on
really
top
happening?
Of
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dysentery fart jokes.
Darren loves fart jokes.
This is killing me right now. This is the best part of the movie.
Oh my god. Do you boys find this funny?
Fart jokes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I do.
No.
Okay.
I
just want
to
know.
All right. Darren finds it funny. That's
Matt,
documented.
Can I get at least another person here that finds fart jokes funny? Thank you. What an ass.
Yeah.
You know, a donkey is the only animal that can get pregnant by fucking in the ass.
Really?
Yeah. Now what's
I read that in Playboy this month.
Oh, right.
I did.
You just outed yourself there like anybody reads Playboy.
The Playboy medical journal.
That's it. Hold on. I'm telling you, the joke's in there. It's on
now,
our toilet.
Now, what's amazing is it doesn't surprise me that Dee told us this because I'm sure Dee has screwed many other animals to check his medical findings.
Yes.
Dude, I'm in PETA.
There's so many little baby Burrow Darren's running around the globe.
Do you want to hear a chicken joke?
Down in Mexico.
Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Impatient chicken.
Impatient chicken. Ah, son of a bitch.
Awesome.
Sing check.
15. 1, 2, 3,
it's single or mile because it's right.
Dude.
Next time. What?
Uno, we have a guest. Guest needs to do the think check.
Well, she had to be taught. She had to be taught.
Yeah.
All right. So in Spanish, you count according to that. All right.
So next one's at 30 minutes.
The donkey is the only known animal that can reproduce by ass fucking. See, I told you what was in there.
By ass fucking. See, now that is funny.
Oh, the way I said it wasn't funny?
No.
It's
they mean by ass fucking.
I am a professional stand-up comic, you know. I know structure.
Dude.
Work on your timing, though.
Thank you, honey.
Work on your syntax.
Okay.
A Mexican dog.
Joey's got good hair.
It is good.
He does have really good hair.
He's got some kicking sideburns, too.
Yeah, he does.
If he throws up, is he still hot?
No.
Okay.
See?
What tipped him off?
Oh, so he finds a medical witch doctor in the middle of Mexico. Well, that's lucky.
Hey, Darren, you have one of those bottles right now.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Filled with Jose Cuervo Especial.
Yeah. Would you like a little reading about tequila?
Yes, please.
Ooh.
Let me have it. Tequila. Made from agave. Done. Thank you.
Well, it's made from agave, and it's called mezcal. And if it's made in Tequila, Jalisco, it's technically considered tequila. Anything else...
Like champagne.
Like champagne.
Right.
Except when France had that one drought and then gave some of the champagne vines up to Northern California. But other than that... So it's northwest of Guadalajara, and tequila is 70 to 110 proof.
Thank you.
Wow.
Wow.
So wait a minute. Darren, your bottle is still full because you're scared of it? What's going on here? I'm sorry.
Tengo miedo?
Oh.
In
Spanish. I'm just saying that,
Tú eres
caída? Are you the only one with a bottle of tequila?
What?
Are you the only one that has one?
Yes.
These other boys are wussies over here?
Oh, yeah! Eat it!
Well,
I'm the only man. The only man. Fucking suck my cock.
Hey, who knows? Maybe we already drank ours.
Muy caco, S. Mangler.
Oh, boy.
Dude.
Uh-oh. What's happening?
Uh-oh.
He's playing with his eyebrows.
What is your shirt?
More
systems?
More. Close.
I think I feel better.
Would you swallow the worm?
No.
You know what?
That's a hesitate on that one.
You know what? If a gentleman in a bolo tie told me to swallow the worm, I would.
Hold on. Bolo ties. He loves gentlemen even more.
They're magical.
Bolo ties are magical.
They can get... You can put anything in Senko's throat with a bolo.
Hey, come on.
Well, here's the thing. I was going to do a body shot off you today, Santa.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna.
You have to cross
was
over
gonna,
to the other side.
Huh?
Yes.
Yes.
I was gonna.
So now it's got to be Senko.
Damn it.
Senko, get ready.
Let's see how the rest of the movie goes, and then we'll decide. Let's see how we feel 20 minutes in. We might be desperate.
Oh, I'm desperate. I don't have to wait 20 minutes to fucking grind that out.
You like that?
But the thing is, I don't have a line, so I'll just have to make out. Hold on, I have to say that with a straight face. But I don't have a line, so we're just going to have to make out.
Still funny. Oh, that's real rain, by the way.
Awesome. Oh, sweet.
Yeah. It rains in California.
Yeah, we didn't have the budget to have fake rain, so it's real rain.
How much was the budget? Anybody know?
Well, we don't really know, because we thought the budget was very small, and then we saw very big trucks. And we all know that you can tell the size of a budget by the size of the trucks. So we started to wonder.
That's some Hollywood insight right there.
Yeah, there it is.
I'm going to say it was $1 million budget.
Do you know the budget?
I don't know the budget. I do know the domestic of it, though.
Let me go to Box Office Mojo.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have that fact. That was from BOM.com. Anyone want to take a shot at the domestic gross of this movie? Knowing what we've seen already.
It went to the theaters.
It did.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, there's no way it was a wide release.
Yeah. Mamacita's daddy like it.
Now he's got glasses, too.
I'm going to say it made $6 million.
Wow.
Really?
I'm going to say $150,000.
Joey Lawrence, there's a little bit of a pull.
There's a little bit of a pull.
Yeah, but this is before Dancing with the Stars. And this is way after Blossom. This is,
Okay.
Was this his vehicle to become a major movie star?
Pretty much.
I believe this was after his albums, too.
It stalled.
He had albums?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody here does. In this country?
Yes.
Who knew? I don't have an album.
Not yet.
You said everybody
one.
Does.
You got to get yourself one.
Me and Walsh are in the midst of an album.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. In the very slow midst.
Well, he was in Vegas the last 10 days.
Nice. Did you win any money?
A little bit.
Yeah.
No, I didn't really gamble. It was more or less like walking around with people, and we'd pass a roulette table, and somebody would go, all right, red or black, and we'd all put in $5 and decide on red or black. And won a couple times that way.
Well, that's sweet. Cool. That's a way to do it.
But, yeah, I was about that close from jumping off my balcony, because 10 days in Las Vegas is too long.
Yeah, it's way too long.
Anyway, my guess...
Oh,
you said
well, with the Joey Lawrence factor, I'll say $350,000.
$350,000?
Yeah.
Domestically?
Domestically.
I don't know how many theaters it opened. It probably opened in the major markets, New York, L.A.
Okay.
I'm going to say
$275,000. Do I get a guess?
Absolutely. Yes. You're the star of this.
Oh, I'm going to say $825,000.
I'm going to treat this like it's PIR
and
buzz you all because you're all over.
Oh, no.
Everybody gets another go.
Okay.
Oh,
over.
Shit.
Wait,
everybody else gets
you
it.
You said 125,000.
No, I said 350.
Oh,
I was 275. I was the lowest.
I said 150 originally.
So what's yours?
So I would have won originally.
No, you go again.
Oh, damn you.
You go $1.
All right, I'll say.
Mr. Price
I'll say
is
150.
Right over here.
I'll go 150.
150,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
107.
I will say 50.
I will say $23,000.
You son of a bitch.
How much was it?
$9,000.
Oh!
I should have said a dollar.
$9,000.
I don't think Joey Lawrence had quite the pull.
Here's the thing. It probably was released in a couple of theaters so they could get like Academy screening or whatever.
I wonder what it made on rentals.
So,
and it played for a month and they got $9,000.
Wow.
Well, they made their money back because Blockbuster and Hollywood Video and stuff.
Didn't Showtime buy it too?
Probably.
Yeah, I think it was on like 2 o'clock in the morning on Showtime.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, Lionsgate knows how to distribute. So that's
yes,
where they make
do.
That's where they make all their money. So they probably got it up to $1 million. But 9,000 domestic.
Wow.
That's like almost.
Korean Mark Chronicles made like $800 like that. And we were released in one theater for
and
one.
Box Office Mojo didn't have the budget.
Nope. But they certainly had the domestic.
I got to make a quick announcement just because before we get too far into it.
It's the Cinta Motel, though.
Cinta.
We're recording this ahead of time because what's happening on Cinco de Mayo?
I don't know.
We're at El Torito.
We're at El Torito on Ventura and Van Nuys to meet all of our fans.
7 o'clock.
Since you are more than invited if you're
more than invited.
I'll be there.
Right on.
Really?
Yeah, tell me what time.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on May 5th.
Cool. So if you're listening to this on Cinco de Mayo in the morning, head out to Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Meet us all. We'll bring our Sharpies.
Wait, 7 o'clock in the morning?
No, 7 at night.
Oh, okay. What'd you say?
No,
in the
but
morning?
we're gonna post this on Cinco de Mayo in the morning.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, it's a party cantina because we got the bass bumping.
Yes.
So the guy is still wearing the hat.
Still wearing the hat.
And we got extras looking at the camera.
Because he's bald.
Yep.
I'm kidding. That was totally a joke.
A nut on his head.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's got really nice arms.
I was just going to say, he's got quite a bicep on him, doesn't he?
Guns, baby, guns. Oh, there's Stephanie.
She's hot.
She's, yeah, beautiful girl. And she speaks a different language.
Bilingual.
Ooh.
Sexy bilingual.
She's trouble, you can just tell.
Wapo!
Wapo!
It's like What Women Want with Mel Gibson. It's the same thing.
What? No, this is a completely original idea. Do you want another Diet Coke?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, stop.
What?
Hammer time. You guys done with your...
Why, actually I am.
You are, okay.
Yes, I am.
All right, you going to give me another one?
Mm-hmm. He's got something in mind.
Woo!
Bill's Admiral Sidekick is scheming.
I thought Joy Lawrence was really good on Dancing with the Stars. He was charming and bald and...
I have a problem with that show.
Do you?
I don't think anybody that's ever danced in their life should be able to be on that show. I don't think it's fair that Mario Lopez and Joey Lawrence go against, you know.
This is what we need.
I hear you.
No dancing experience whatsoever.
We need some vitamins and
minerals. What is that?
No.
We need some Diet Coke Plus.
Diet Coke with vitamins and minerals?
Yes.
Diet Coke Plus?
Yes.
This is Cinco de fucking Mayo.
Crap. Dude, this is awesome. Diet Coke. This is like healthy.
Yes.
Do you have something that we pour in here? Pepsi?
Vodka?
No.
Wow. This is awesome. Where did you even find these?
I found them at Ralph's.
Wait a minute. What
I
is
love
this?
Ralph's.
I'll give it a shot and then I'll
it
have
it.
It
has 25% niacin, 25% B6, B12, magnesium, and some zinc.
Yeah, but if you look down at the bottom, it said phenylalanine contains phenylalanine in it.
If you look at the very bottom, it says not safe to drink.
I have 8 to 10 of these a day.
Diet Cokes with vitamins?
Well, Diet Cokes, not with vitamins.
8 to 10 Diet Cokes?
That's true. Really? Oh, I keep my hair curly.
What's so we said? It's got vitamins and minerals in
an
aluminum
really
can.
Good.
And an aluminium.
Uh-oh.
This is awesome.
Is it good?
Bill, this is great. Matt, can I have another beer?
Oh, I'm looking in the refrigerator for your damn beer, and Matt's got a little cooler over here.
Hey, it's a cooler.
Did you have a porta potty in there too, or what?
The dude on Elm that had that fridge that launched beers.
No.
It's true.
Wow.
There is a fridge that launches beers. It'll kick it out of the fridge and throw it to you on the couch.
That is fucking awesome.
Isn't that fucking awesome?
Soul rocks.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Did the sound just go out?
How you doing?
Oh, that was design.
This is dementia.
Okay, so they got Dos Equis, and what's he drinking? Modelo?
I think it's Tecate in a bottle.
Mm.
Those were real beers.
Oh, what do you have on your mouth?
He's reading mine.
I told you, it's like Mel Gibson.
Oh, she's a different body type. It is Tecate. Good job. That is a tasty Diet Coke with minerals.
Isn't it, though? Wow.
That was shot a week later.
I am shocked.
Ice cream!
Ice cream truck.
Hey. Ice cream.
Well, shake it.
Yeah.
Shake your money.
My
get
ass.
Down.
Shaking that ass. Shaking that ass.
Rock it.
I'll see you, baby.
Shaking that ass. I see you, Spencer. Shaking that ass.
Christ. Dude, Joey just needs a little push.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
He needs a little confidence.
Oh my god, the glasses! Those are my glasses!
Awesome!
Like for reals?
Like for reals. Well, not anymore, because I had LASIK in January
9th. Oh, congratulations!
Awesome. Shout out to Dr. Caster in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Chilling for Dr. Caster.
Dr. Ross. Yes. So I no longer need glasses.
Are you awake for that? Like, do you see the laser shooting
you
in the eye?
Yes, you do.
That would freak me out.
They gave me 3 Xanax. Yeah, she was like, we'll just give you 1 because you're small. I'm like, cool, and that did nothing. So then they did 2, and I'm like, nothing. So she had to give me 3, and I was like, cut my eye, whatever.
3 full bars?
Yeah.
3 full bars of Xanax.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless you.
It was awesome.
With a bar of
Now, everyone else on the show would have
took chocolate bar.
No.
I was going to say, you make it sound like a Toblerone bar.
It looks like a pill, but it's flat, mm-hmm. and it just looks like a chocolate bar, but it's just really tiny.
It's just as sweet.
But let's put it this way. They're so powerful, I took a half of one to take the flight out to Hawaii, and I was fine.
Wow.
She took 3, and she is, what, 98 pounds to my 300?
Awesome.
I totally did everyone in the office.
They rocked.
All right, let's see what you guys are saying.
Why am I wearing a soccer shirt? Totally looks like a soccer shirt. Oh.
Que pasa.
Wow.
So get ready.
Same,
Oh, okay. And what am I supposed to say?
Oh, coming right up. Yeah, just count off the
second. Starting at 30.
Yes.
Sorry, starting at Trenta.
Wow!
I'm sorry. Bueno.
Am I supposed to do it in Spanish?
No, yes. you can do it.
No.
Oh, she has to do it in Spanish?
Let me try and step up to the plate. If I fail... All right.
Here comes. Sing check. Come on.
Plato.
Just don't get nervous.
Sing check.
Don't worry about it.
Stress.
It's all good.
Uno. Dos. Tres. Cuatro. Cinco. Seis.
Yeah, you're all synced up. Well done.
That's 30 minutes, guys.
I'm going to be able to go to
10. Hey, 30 minutes. Nice. And Bill sweeps in. That was cute, Santa. Okay. 30 minutes, guys.
What a dick. Okay, so these bags under her eyes.
Yeah.
Is it from all y'all's partying?
No, she actually didn't party with us.
So why does she have bags under her eyes? She's doing the director?
I don't think so.
Dude.
Dog, I'm just saying. She's nasty looking.
Come on.
Dog.
I think that's genetic.
Well,
I think it's something that you can't really help.
You need makeup artists.
It's true. Don't they have a surgery where you can suck that stuff out, too?
Oh, yeah. They have surgery for everything.
Yeah, they do.
But with this movie budget, I'm sure that she didn't get paid quite enough to have
surgery.
Probably
not. No.
Did you make a lot of money?
Nice.
That would be a no. He's on that chicken commercial. You know the commercial?
That's the El Pollo Loco guy?
No, not the El Pollo Loco guy. The guy, he's the father, and he's chasing his kid around the house, and then he can't find him, and the kid is, like, stuck up on the ceiling. He's, like, climbed up
nice
the walls.
Nice form, Joey. I don't think I've seen it.
All right. When you see it, now you'll know it.
For what company is it?
It's
for?
A chicken commercial. It's like, crap.
Foster Farms or something?
Something like that, where they're talking about how good protein is for you and how protein can make you stronger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Darren believes that.
Makes you poop good.
Wow.
Dude.
Yeah, wow.
That doesn't sound right when Darren's got a half smile on his face going, yeah, wow.
I'm just so happy Santa's here.
I'm happy you asked me here.
And you bitches are all out there listening. I'm sitting there with a hot actress.
I want to do more.
So, the tequila that he drank has unleashed his latent psychic powers?
Well, dude, it's actually connected him with his former life.
It's the Diet Coke with vitamins.
Oh.
You are getting smarter.
Holy shit.
Wait a minute. Joey Lawrence has had a previous life?
Niacin.
Yes.
Oh, nice. I didn't get that the first time I saw this.
I think.
Oh, shit. Did that doctor just steal that? He just stole it.
Anything goes in Mexico. Just like a match.
Whoa.
No. I'm just saying, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Hey, for that mango, you fuck.
That was right.
I think my mom actually crocheted that blanket.
Nice.
She does
that. Hey, look at that car.
Oh, no. Oh, I forgot about this guy.
The bully guy?
The bully guy. Reminds me of Quentin Tarantino.
Hey.
Who I do not like. Wow. I'm just saying.
Bam.
For reals?
Yeah.
You do not like Quentin Tarantino?
Did you see Right House?
Our dogs? No.
Well,
just
no. I think she has some good stuff.
I put
think
my foot down on scary movies after Signs.
I think Reservoir Dogs was his best movie.
Really?
Everything after that was kind
of... I liked Pulp Fiction,
yeah,
too, though.
Oh.
I didn't like it, but that's okay.
That whole scene in Pulp Fiction where they're wigging out and they're getting ready to put the needle in her chest.
Oh.
Awesome. I jumped 10 feet.
Yeah.
That was a good scene.
Hey, this watch has been up my ass for years.
The best scene in the movie.
Do you know why Christopher Walken talks like that, supposedly? When he was young, he hated punctuation, so he took all the punctuation out of every single sentence that he read, and that's why he talks like that.
So, wait a minute, how does he talk, Mike?
Hollywood Insider.
How does he talk?
Christopher Walken.
Was that your impression?
Yeah. I can do two words at a time. I want to work
on that
and
one.
Barely.
Oh!
Dude, if we were in Mexico, I would be drunk
every
day.
That's
all right.
Seth is keeping it real, man.
Oh, no, all she isn't.
Can't bullshit with him.
Seth, Moses.
That was not even close.
Modelo.
Tom Brokaw.
Oh, here it comes. No. Here it comes.
He should do voiceovers.
Depends on where you want to go.
I think someone did a voiceover for him.
No, that's his voice. That's what he really talks.
Really?
I swear to you.
You
it's amazing
it.
The things I remember about this movie and the stuff I just don't.
Was it a good time?
It was a good time.
Was it? Yeah,
Jen and
important.
I had a lot of fun.
Good.
Oh, it's a special girls moment.
Yeah, it is. Look at
that throw pillow. I need a throw pillow for this scene. Can I have one?
Yeah, your throw pillow fight.
Anybody mind if I cry?
No, totally.
Uh-oh, what are you going to do?
Sitting on the remote.
Oh,
that's so funny.
Oh, you're so...
Oh.
Bill, give me another one.
Do you know any girls that sit on the end of the bed and face out?
No, I just know girls that lie on top of each other and make out.
So you partied with this girl, the blonde.
And played just one time.
Oh,
so do you keep in touch with Jen?
I do.
Cool.
I just saw her a few weeks ago.
Can she still get into bars whenever she wants?
She can.
That's spectacular.
Last thing I heard, she was dating the lead singer of the M80s. You know who they are? They're that M80s cover band
that
played the Burbank Bar and Grill.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good for her.
Yeah,
she's going places.
Yes, she is. She actually works a lot. She just did National Lampoon's Dorm Days.
Dorm Days 2 or 1?
I think she did them all.
Good for her. You know, you can get a National Lampoon tag if you pay them like $100,000. You can make a movie and go to National Lampoon and go, hey, we want to put your name on it, and you can distribute it. And they're like, all right. And then you pay them $100,000.
Wow.
Can it be a short film, or does it have to be a feature film?
Bill,
I wouldn't pay $100,000 for a short film.
But just to have a National Lampoon's...
Yeah, National Lampoon's...
National Lampoon's Darren.
Starring Matt Stenko as El Guapo.
Olé.
As El Chupacabra.
Uh-oh.
Something funny's coming up.
It's true.
So I'm hanging out in Mexico.
Maybe turn on the heat in your bar.
Right?
That first place we shot, that club, was so cold.
I saw his breath.
Yeah, it's bad.
I have fart jokes.
Oh. Uh-oh. Oh, God.
Oh! Ass rape jokes.
You
well done.
Yeah,
rape. And cut to Joey Lawrence.
Rape is funny.
That was his line.
He does. He looks like Christopher, Quentin Tarantino and Jack Black mixed together.
I don't see Jack Black.
I don't.
His crazy eyes.
Eyebrows. Yeah.
He's crazy.
Look at the setup of this shot.
Everybody's circled around those guys.
I will push through my friend to get to you.
It looks like the classic best friends party setup.
Yes.
Monkey Master.
Awesome. Sure is.
Wow.
think that guy was like a black belt in karate or something. There was something about
him. He is some sort of like
trained
champion.
Oh, that's
type
right. We looked that up before. We had an unofficial blast.
Did you?
A couple months ago.
We looked stuff up.
Who is
well,
he playing?
We
kind
of do this anyway. Yeah. That's what we do.
Biff, Larry's friend. Ian Jacqueline. Is that him?
Yes, that's him.
Or Ian. I'm not sure.
I am Jackin. What'd you say?
Ian Jacqueline.
Oh, wow. That's a rough name to be born with.
That's probably why you needed to fight.
Dude, you gotta rock that like Gyllenhaal. You gotta take her to her little hacienda and rock that shit.
Dude, what's in your goatee?
What is that? Is it like...
Joey, untuck your shirt.
I guess he got stuff in his hair because he came off of the floor.
It's a scab.
He likes to define his waist, so he can't untuck.
What's up?
If I saw that some chick was whispering in your ear and found out that she said, let's go someplace private.
Yeah.
I know in my heart of hearts, I would bet all the money that I owned that the last thing you would say is, it's not a date. I'm just going to get some information. I think it would be more along the lines of, if I don't come back with rubber gloves, you're going to eat my ass. And if I don't throw her off to the side of the road in some dumpster.
Dude.
Oh, my.
I think there's some nudity coming up.
I'm just saying that once the mangler goes with you once, I get a phone call the next day. Yeah.
I know you were mesmerized, Admiral Sidekick, and I don't know how to reply.
Wow. Former kickboxing champion.
What was the set like on this day, Santa?
I wasn't
was
there.
Was it hot?
was
there a buzz in the air?
Caliente.
Did they ask you to do a nude scene at all?
No. I offered.
That's spectacular.
Sombreros are funny.
Have you ever had a tequila body shot?
No, I don't think we even have.
Hey, what's up, makeup artists?
See, this is huge. They switched hats.
Yeah, they did. Well, he's got hair.
Supposedly.
Oh, I can see why
he had a band around his head.
I can see why you had a little thing for him.
Could be holding out a piece.
He's really good friends with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. He's from that whole Boston crew.
Sweet. Why don't they ever cast him in anything?
I don't know, man.
Why don't they ever come over and blast with us?
There's a lot of stuff that Affleck has done that we can blast.
He seems like a good sport. He seems like he'd blast
he
Pearl
does.
Harbor with us.
He probably would.
And then beat our asses.
Well, guy rocked it.
And then act us under the table.
What the fuck are you talking about? I'd wipe my ass with Affleck in my acting.
Ooh!
Wow! Threw down.
Are we talking about the duck?
That sounds like a challenge, Ben.
Yeah, it does. Where you at?
We're going to have an act-off. Just like old school Star Search.
Yeah, we had three extras on this day.
That's all they could afford.
Dude, we could totally write the music for this, Mike.
Oh, yeah. She's an angel. Look, she's innocent. She's an angel.
Two notes.
I think I'm a witch, if I remember. Oh, look, I remembered. I'm a witch.
You are. Green hair.
I'm not old. Wow, they didn't even fix his glasses, did they? You know, they do that glare thing?
Right.
Didn't even do it.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said.
He laughs a lot. He does a lot of fake laughing in this movie.
Josh does, the dude that...
How can you tell a guy? How can you tell a fake laugh?
I don't know.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you, Mike.
Well, that sounded okay.
All right.
It was nice and mellow.
It was from my heart.
Yeah, I thought so. All right. I can tell.
So when you saw...
Everywhere.
When the costume designer showed you what you had to wear in this, were you like, no fucking way?
I have to tell you, I've never said no fucking way to a costume designer.
Good for
really?
You.
It's true. I kind of feel like that's their job. That's their...
I don't know, you were kind of a diva on Best Friends.
I was a little bit of that, Mike, but
yeah,
I was working with you, though.
You said you don't wear anything in this, and you're like, no, I gotta wear something.
Oh, it's go time.
I said, Senta, your co-star has requested that you wear something low cut.
Senta, body shot.
Body shot.
Senta.
Body shot.
All right.
Look at, they're going for it. What? Good. Don't tease me. Fucking laugh about
it.
What do you mean I missed it? You like...
No,
like
you said
something in the sweater.
You said body shot, Senta, and I said all right.
And she started to take off her sweater, and then you're just like...
It's true, you missed your
opportunity. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
That sucks so hard. Well, I don't have lime anyway.
I'm going to put that on my blog.
Do you have a blog?
Well, this.
Okay, there's the salt.
Caliente.
That wasn't a shot.
Did she just lick the salt off his body? Is that
I don't know.
Yes.
So she didn't.
Yeah.
Like, did we miss there? The
you
salt?
I mean, you're the salt on a
haze right now. I don't know what's
going on.
Lick
somebody, then you put the salt on there, and then you lick it again, and then you do the shot, and then
well,
you
she kind of smeared it on his neck.
Right. And then you
kind of cheating.
Face.
And then we make out.
And then you.
Boobies!
Oh my God!
Boobies! Senta, don't close your eyes.
Are you embarrassed
now? I don't remember
now?
Seeing Stephanie's boobies.
There are. There's Steph's boobs.
You're saying that these boobies were not at the premiere. Is that what you're telling me?
Don't tell us her name.
Oh my God.
I still see her now. How am I supposed to?
You just missed her getting rocked from behind.
I can't.
Dude, she just got double teamed from premiere.
I don't want to see my friends getting rocked from behind.
Rocked like Gyllenhaal.
Like Gyllenhaal.
We are totally going to rewind this.
More
so you
boobs.
Can see it. Boobies.
An unprecedented move of
they
rewinding
have to
blast.
Their boobies.
Yeah.
Oh! Whoa! That was a small bottle like that D has that he still hasn't drank.
Oh!
That's very weird placement of that wig, because my hair does not look like that when I take the wig off. It's much flatter. Jen does drunk good. She does drunk very well.
He's getting scared.
Sink check. I got it. I got it. 45 and uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis. Sit out of my face.
Nice porno music, Sensei,
yeah.
By the way.
Thank you.
Air guitar.
Dude, you are so going to get lucky, Senta.
I know I am. I think this was my first sex scene in any movie.
Nice!
It's true.
But I don't think you have sex. You're
no,
just going to
wake
up. No,
wake up in a bed. Yeah.
But you wanted it, though.
Very uncomfortable.
Ew.
Hey, tough guy. Hey,
that
over
might
here.
Be improv. That was probably improv.
He's like halfway between David Caruso and Senko.
Which, there's not a lot of room in there to be halfway.
He's just
we
it's kind of gently wedged in there between the two.
Well,
David Caruso has the worst posture on television.
I met him across the street over at Paquito Mas, he is a very nice guy. Very
he hangs
cool
out
guy.
Over there.
Was that the same night we saw Alfonso Rivera there? We saw
yes!
like three stars
yes!
right
nice!
There at Paquito Mas in
yeah.
one night.
Yeah, yeah.
It was awesome. He was a very good dancer. Don't you remember he used to do all those Michael Jackson impressions?
Oh, yeah,
yes.
That's where he got yeah. his big start on the
and on Silver
commercial.
Spoons with the Ricker.
Yep.
It was too bad that he was doing a head spin, broke his neck,
what?
He died, and...
No,
oh, yeah.
shut it.
And then he took the Pop Rocks and the Coke
the
and drank
oh,
it and died.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Flashed his headlights on an oncoming car and got shot. Yeah.
Very nice. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Possession has started.
This movie might be too scary for me to watch.
What's that giant
oh, come
light
on. This
glasses.
Is a joke movie. You haven't seen a horror movie since Signs?
It's true. The moment where the alien got his fingers cut off underneath the door scared
yeah.
me so badly I started to cry and I walked out and I've never seen a horror movie since.
Which
wow!
Signs?
Oh, I've never seen it.
It's
wow.
terrifying.
It's
yeah.
spooky.
M.
I don't
Night
see anything.
Shyamalan turned you off to horror movies,
it's true.
Huh?
I don't
Night
see them. I don't understand the point
dong.
Of sitting in a movie theater for an hour and 45 minutes
whoa,
or 2 hours waiting
what's
for the movie
the rest
to
of
end?
This room, folks?
What?
The way it was lit, it looked like it was only three walls of a room.
This is the hotel downtown where Kennedy was shot.
Really?
Was it the Amsterdam? Is that what it's called? Or the Ambassador?
Ambassador.
Yeah, the one that Trump just bought.
Yeah.
I think that's the same room.
He was shot in the kitchen.
He was in the kitchen, dude. Mm-hmm.
Really? What was he doing in the kitchen?
Haven't you ever seen a bubble ball?
Like it's three walls. Yeah.
Come on.
No.
Oh, geez,
well, I did,
dude.
But I didn't pay attention because I was waiting for him to get all fat like he is now.
Yeah.
I'm going to beat your ass.
Attaboy. You got to take your opportunities when they present themselves.
Joey, nice eyebrow, dude.
Yeah, he's got good eyebrows.
And he can move them independently.
That's true. That's just, you know. He grooms them.
Who doesn't?
That's true.
Oh!
Oh,
no, you
do you remember when that was like the word to call all of your girlfriends? Do you remember?
I remember.
Oh, sure.
I still call my girlfriend Skank.
Skank. Ho bag. Then was slice of hoe cake, I believe, was popular.
And then
slice of hoe cake.
The boy, you know, variant of that would be douchebag.
Douchebag.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, douche?
We also call our close friends Pecker Storage.
Pecker Storage. Wow, yeah, student buddy. Education.
Booyah.
Douche.
Thank you.
And my name is Bill.
Gotta love those Star Wars movies. The last three.
Thank God.
The last three.
The first, like, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
We blasted the first three.
Did you really?
Already.
Yes, we did.
Oh.
Jar Jar took it like a bitch.
Oh, why did you leave me out of that? I had so much to say.
Senta, we'll redo them.
Redo
you.
That.
We will do them.
The special Senta editions.
2.0.
We've got a friend back at home who we will not mention because we don't name names anymore.
He's a fucking douchebag. Yes.
What do you mean you don't name names anymore?
No. We don't name names anymore. We got in a little trouble for naming someone.
I learned a long time ago.
Okay. God.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer.
Now I really want to know. It's like,
anyway. This guy
we'll tell you offline. We'll tell you offline.
It's air. Air. You know air.
I don't even know.
Oh,
okay.
Eden.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, he's sending
He's out. Also Midwest D, they call him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Night train?
Still not clear.
Wow.
Here, let me whisper.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, whisper.
Really?
Yeah. So he said...
Wait, the same guy that left me at the aisle? That guy?
Yes!
Oh my god! That fucker's on my shit list!
I forgot about that.
I was standing up in a wedding.
At a wedding. At some
a wedding.
Of ours.
And I was going first down the aisle because I'm the shortest. And I'm walking down the aisle and I get towards the altar.
Wait. You're the shortest?
Right.
He just got the bird. Damn.
I'm walking down the aisle, and at the altar, the priest is standing there, and the priest is, like, giving me the slow down thing, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I start slowing down, and I get all the way up there, and I turn back, and he's nowhere to be found. My friend is nowhere. They weren't even in the church.
We were
downstairs getting drunk or
something? No, we were off in the wings. I think we were kind of boogieing.
Left me there.
And, the bride was over there, and we were shooting the shit with her, and we were talking and laughing and everything, and then the groom comes around the bend,
it's like,
come on! And we're like, oh shit! And so we all ran out. And
I wanted to turn to the congregation and be like, so how's that steak? Did you hear a joke? No.
Oh, okay. Air!
finish your story.
Oh my god, adventure!
Oh, in flames!
Special effects!
That shot cost...
And
$50,000.
Our whole budget.
No, he's flaming.
He's got
air.
So this person.
Oh, he's been sending these countdowns of his top 100 movies.
Okay.
He put episode 3 somewhere between 10 and 20 of his
favorite
top
movies?
100 movies. Yeah.
The fucking Sith. Oh,
what a douche.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. No. Oh, he's getting it from everybody on the mailing list. They're like, are you kidding me?
Yes, Matt.
Is there a room 13 in any hotel?
No.
No. Yes.
There's not a floor 13.
You know, it depends on who built it. I think it depends on who.
If the devil built it,
there are some buildings that have 13 floors.
Oh, thank you.
There are some.
Okay, so that kind of sucks because the 14th floor is the 13th floor.
Exactly. It is.
Say 13 doesn't mean it's not that floor.
Exactly. Understood. Understood.
I stayed on the 14th floor in Las Vegas, and I noticed at one point it was like, oh, there's no 13th floor. I'm on the 13th floor because I'm on 14.
I gotta say, I like the number 13.
I don't care.
Me too.
It's how stupid is that? But building an $8 billion building, you're like, oh, there's no floor 13. Superstition.
You just handed me another Diet Coke.
You know what?
Now I'm double-fisting. I have a problem.
I certainly don't mean to make this racist or anything, but in their religion, there's a lot of Latino cultures that are extremely superstitious within their religion.
Well, then they shouldn't stay at hotels.
I don't remember what I did yesterday. I don't know. Maybe Santa Monica?
Let me tell you something. In every house of love, there are many windows.
You're getting me very worried about your yesterday. I mean, I hope there's not a dead body somewhere. Because you have blacked it out. Totally.
No, I have this weird memory where I can remember my locker combination from St. Francis High School, but I can't remember what I did yesterday.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Can you remember Sunday?
What was your locker combination?
7, 25, 19.
I knew that.
You were testing me.
And she mimed going to...
It is that bad.
So do they not find it weird that there are dudes dressed in black robes with flaming tiki lamps behind them?
It's the Day of the Dead.
No, it's the Day of the Dead.
Every movie made in Mexico has to have
the Day of the Dead.
Is the Day of the Dead November 1st?
No,
or is it the day before?
It's the day before.
Like the 30th of October and 29th?
No, I think it's November 1st.
Is it really?
So then why are you doing this on Cinco de Mayo? You guys are like, you know, if it's a Day of the Dead party, you guys are like,
it's Mexican.
6 months early.
Yeah.
Don't.
All right.
Isn't Mexico like a day ahead of us, too?
Don't you know that everything below the Rio Grande all the way down to Antarctica is Mexico?
No, I didn't know.
They're about 50 years behind.
Oh my God!
Ladies and gentlemen, the views brought by P.D. Walsh have nothing to do with paying Chase.
Do you guys have an attorney?
Sure don't.
Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, I got my sidekick. I'll find a law.
We had an obvious shadow. Says,
shut up.
What's the law around Mexican jokes?
Johnny?
What's up, Johnny?
Oh, my God. That's what I have to tell you. What? Guess who I just did a movie with?
Who?
Johnny Bender.
Johnny Bender?
Judd Nelson? Come on, people.
I started crying
like Ashley on American Idol. I was so freaking excited.
Who's Ashley?
The little 13-year-old girl.
What's American Idol?
What do you guys do?
We blast movies.
Watch crappy movies.
One of our blasters just gave us an estimate that we've done 96 hours of blasting. That's that.
We started with 5 blasters. We're down to 4.
We're
starting to weed ourselves.
Can I be your fifth?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe we got
I'll be your fifth.
Now.
Yes. I don't know. Is she funny?
I don't know. I'm going to work on
it. Is she going to give me a body
shot? Wait.
Desperation is not pretty, Darren.
That's not desperate.
I'm
giving you a fucking job here. We all have to earn our jobs. How'd you get a Judd Nelson movie? Oh, I auditioned. Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Good for you, Johnny.
Smoke up, Johnny.
Demented and sad, but social. Come on. Go.
Speaking of John Hughes movies,
yes.
You want to drop a little resume on us?
Oh!
I did work with John Hughes twice.
Yeah. Two of the highest grossing movies in history, I believe.
Yes. Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
Woo!
Wow! Santa Moses.
Good for you.
Yeah, super fun.
So is Macaulay Culkin, like, weird?
Like, weird? He was, like, 8 or 9.
Wow.
Oh, he was a kid. He's playing stupid video games.
I'll get to the more important part.
Did you just say stupid video games?
I did with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
What was Jennifer Love Hewitt
what?
Like?
Wait, back up.
No, Jennifer Love Hewitt, you're done.
No,
video
no.
games.
J Love.
No, let me clarify. I love the video games. I just played Guitar Hero 2. I'm addicted. I can only do 23 notes straight, which was really kind of damaging to my ego, but I'm going to work on it.
Guitar Hero is awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Probably
got
the best
party kick going.
Nice! Don't they have some killers tunes on that one? On the Guitar Hero 2?
Is this Tubatron?
I was talking like level
is
1.
Is Tubatron tuning up here or what?
Oh, no. Yeah, what? So, I'm sorry, you were saying Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yes, because she was on Ghost Whisperer.
I was.
Just not too long ago.
You know what? And yes. What is crazy to me is the hottest that she's ever looked was in that Jackie Chan movie.
Tuxedo.
There was something about her
she's
in there.
She's a beautiful
like,
girl.
Wow.
And she really could not be sweeter.
Wow.
That's nice.
Thank you.
To Love Hewitt.
Cinco and I got to party and dance with her at a Soul Coughing concert.
Did
at,
you?
At the El Rey? No, it was...
No, that was the old palace.
The old palace, yep. She was dancing right next to us.
She is very cool.
She seems like...
I'm a fan. Oh, my God. I can't handle
baby.
Kissy noises. Like those Carl Jr. commercials.
Oh,
my God!
Dude, have I complained about that every time it's on, or what?
Every time
about.
We kissed? Yeah, you have.
You have. Those Carl Jr.'s commercials make me not want to eat there.
They started airing them in the movie theaters, and I'm like, oh, God, it's awful.
It's so gross.
You can stop
I
now.
Don't
hey.
Buy any of this.
They stole that.
Why does he still have a shirt on?
That's a bicep.
And his pants on.
Dude, does anyone,
she's naked, but
she's
he's
naked.
On.
Does anyone know where the veterinary hospital is? Because those puppies are sick.
Wow. How long have you been thinking of that, Bill?
Oh, wow. I busted that out on...
so typical Hollywood. The girl
I busted that out on some people at work yesterday and got a big laugh. So
That's a total hotel
well,
blanket.
There are people around the world laughing. Right?
You know, it's like underneath the
my
comforter.
My boss,
like you don't know
my boss
where
set it up like this. So it's my boss, and everybody's like, uh-oh, the boss is coming. And the boss is saying, somebody ought to call the vet. I'm going to call the vet. And my boss pulls up his shirt and says, because these puppies are sick. I lost it. We all lost it because it was my boss.
Yeah. See, now I busted that out on my boss. And she was just like, oh, my God. And she just started laughing so hard.
Holy
oh,
yeah.
My.
He rocked her like Gyllenhaal.
She's got bed head. Look at that.
Sex knot. Isn't that what they call it?
Sex knot.
Where the back of your head, you have like this one knot right here. They call it the sex knot?
That's not a sex knot.
I don't
that's,
know that term.
That's a half hour of this.
Now you know.
Dude, that's pretty good, dude.
That's good, a sex knot.
Sex knot.
It sounds like
sex chick.
Who's got it, Cinco?
Oh, I got it.
She's got it.
Oh. Blaster number
one,
5.
But where
two,
are we? Where are
three,
we?
3. 4.
An hour?
5. We're at
we're at an hour?
An hour.
What am I?
Yes.
At 45 minutes? I don't know where I'm at.
Hang on. Start over.
Holy shit, you made it through an hour.
That's 97 hours, folks.
Okay.
And so, I don't feel so good.
Well, no, by this time we're over 100.
Oh, yeah.
So even though he had
out
a hickey,
yes.
he slept
wait
with the lead.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, my God.
Oh, yes.
And you got the tattoo.
So are you naked or do you have a bra on?
You can actually see my tank top if you watch closely.
You're
I'm hugging
a beer.
You're
making love to a bottle.
Yeah.
You're kissing it. That is
you're
hilarious.
Kissing.
Thank you.
Good
was
choice.
Was that a gag that you came
I believe
up
that
with?
Was me.
Yeah. You like I'm
flashing
bottle.
Back to college.
You,
or,
yeah.
It's a
oh,
it's
okay.
A black right. tank top. Yeah.
No, wait. A tank top with the straps pulled down?
Uh-huh.
Or okay.
I don't describe it slowly.
See, tank top. Oh.
why didn't you just get naked?
It's black and lacy.
Wow.
I don't
slower.
Think I'll get naked for a low-budget movie. That just doesn't sound like a good idea.
Well, not show anything, but just get naked under the covers.
Did you know it was a low-budget when you were doing it?
Yeah, I was very aware.
Every other Friday, you're like, where's my page?
So did you,
truly.
I can certainly go to IMDb, but did you do a feature prior to this? Or was this your first feature?
Oh, no.
No, I'm sorry. You did Home Alone. I apologize. I
got my
wrong.
SAG card when I was 5 doing the Blues Brothers.
That's right. Blues Brothers.
That was my first
wow.
feature.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Long time ago. Long
want
time
to blast
ago.
Blues Brothers too?
What? Oh.
It's bad.
Plastic.
And you're not in it.
I know.
Here's what the gag was going to be.
Okay.
Gag.
We're gonna blast Blues Brothers 2000.
Yeah.
In a car on our way down to Portillo's.
Oh, I'm so in. No, I've driven down to Portillo's 3 times now.
Oh my.
It's all about that chocolate cake.
I used to live 8 miles from it
did
when
you?
They first opened.
Wait,
in Fullerton.
8 mile?
In the
8 mile.
8 mile?
8
mile?
It was like a month before I moved back to L.A.
Mm.
And I went there probably 15 times in a month.
I love it.
Awesome.
I love it.
It's like a little slice of heaven.
It is. I wish it was closer.
He got a tattoo that says Santa.
No, it says Linda McCann.
What?
Silly character?
The flowers were most of the budget.
The candles.
Where's this church at?
Same place up in Valencia, wherever that was.
Wow.
The ranch. I
think we gotta go shoot there.
Yeah, you do.
We gotta go shoot the church.
Like shooting?
Yeah.
Like bang, bang, bang?
Yeah.
No, both. We'll get it on tape.
Dude, let's do Tequila Body Shots too. Let's do a spoof and put it on YouTube.
No one's ever done that before.
Great idea I just had.
I love YouTube. Did you see the little 3-year-old girl talking about the monsters?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you seen Will Ferrell? And
oh, that my God, with the landlord?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh.
That kid was
Grace.
So
was
wrong.
It Grace? Wasn't the landlord?
I'm going to get my drink on.
That's it, Pearl, the landlord.
I'm going to get my drink on.
No, they did that. There's this little thing on YouTube with this little 3-year-old girl, and her mom is asking her what she would do if a monster came into the room. This little 3-year-old is like, I'd kick his ass. And the mom's like, what? And she goes, well, what? He'd kick my ass if he came in here, so I'm going to kick his ass. But the logic of a 3-year-old. Brilliant.
Love it.
Look it up.
All right, we'll look it up.
It's much funnier on YouTube.
Google search, kick my ass.
I'm overwhelmed with
are you on MySpace?
Life stuff.
No, I refuse to be on MySpace. I'm scared that Tom would be my only friend. And that would just kill me.
You are so full of shit.
No, I'm not on my
face. You have a ton of friends.
But I'd be scared that they'd all bail on me. Because I joined Friendster, and suddenly everybody decided not to be on Friendster.
Well, Friendster sucks. MySpace is the shit.
I can't do it. I spend too much time on my computer to begin with.
Gotcha.
I'm going to do a fake one.
I know. I send you an email, and you send me a response in like 10 minutes.
I know. I'm like glued to my computer. I'm really good at email.
Sweet.
I give good email.
Can I meet your agent?
Sure.
Awesome. Don't give me recommendations. Let me just like rock.
What? Yeah, come on.
What? Sorry.
No business talk.
Oh.
Sorry.
We're blasting.
I forgot he's
We're
still hallucinating.
To the point where he starts doing body shots off of corpses.
Oh, really?
That's right. Oh, I'm sorry. I gave it away.
Dude, I got a light.
Spoiler what? Alert.
Okay, I like the lights in the building. Yeah, blue and purple.
Gels.
Yeah. What kind of gel you got? I got three.
Blue and purple.
Okay, I got three gels.
That blue sweater is my sweater. The one Jen is wearing, that's my sweater.
Oh, it fits you much better.
You're probably, like, walking around with that sort of weird feeling, like, oh, I slept with this guy last night.
Yeah.
This is a little awkward.
Yeah.
Still got a whole weekend to get through.
Did you have good catering?
No.
No good catering? No.
Doritos and granola bars?
No. The one thing I asked for on a set is Diet Coke, and I believe I had to ask many times for it.
Wow.
That sucks. It's easy.
Best friends had
Diet Coke.
Did we have Diet Coke?
No, you did. I remember.
You probably requested it in some sort of diva issue, right?
Yeah. Actually, I wouldn't have a request. I'd have my agent call you.
Oh, that's right. Oh, boy. These guys are drunk.
Yeah, they are.
Really? What gave that away?
The
unruly.
Bottle of tequila.
See, here's why you don't get in a fight. Because you just might be a kickboxing champion like that guy.
True. You know?
You just never know who you're going up against.
Dude, you know, you just go to a bar, you just mind your own business. How hard is that?
Is this Diet Coke with Splenda?
Well, we'll find out.
No, that's the vitamin Coke.
May 5th.
This is?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have another Diet Coke Plus if you'd like.
He looks like an extra sketch, and he's getting Tina. That is your quote.
Was that the line?
That's a good line.
And then in the background we got.
It probably looks good on the page.
Danny Trejo should have played that spot.
Danny Trejo is
awesome. Uh-oh.
She's naughty.
You know, only dopes use dope, people.
Thanks.
Do-do-do.
The more you know, DVD pod blast.
I believe that covers my community service.
Yeah, I think that's covers, 15 minutes of it.
Yes.
I'm cool. I got a hat on.
This is horrible. Let's talk about something else.
No, someone else. No,
this is great. Look at the blue light. It's gold.
Oh, he's possessed.
Pathetic little soul.
Oh, my God.
And you're looking at him
yeah,
like,
you're just like,
what the hell's
like,
going on?
Can I just go back home?
Did you just say he was possessed?
How am I
going
to make this dialogue work?
Oh my God, is the camera rolling?
Right. Shut up, Ben Dale.
Am I still drunk from last night? What is that?
It's a candle.
No, the thing next to it.
Oh, it's a microphone.
Oh, doesn't look like one. Got it all.
Oh, right there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think it looks like a big dongus
from the Black Lagoon.
Whee!
Yeah, he's just chilling.
Oh!
Oh! I said asshole.
Oh no!
Oh boy!
Hector had to ask what an asshole was, D.
I know.
I would say the,
you.
What did I say? Oh my god!
Oh, you, senpai. You are un fuego.
Yeah.
Caliente, mamacita. Ow!
Gotta remember that line.
See, look
bringing
at
that. Bringing that back. Everyone from both sides is coming back.
Everyone from both sides is coming together.
Yeah, we are.
To save their friend, who's not their friend. Oh, her, yeah.
She's all alone on a white carpet in some North Hollywood apartment.
No, that was actually the hotel, the ambassador.
Ah. God, I'm so sick of these guys.
You know what?
If the villains,
I like to think that if someone stood up next to me, just basically hugging my back, and said they were going to beat my ass, mm-hmm. you would think that I would hope that I would, you know, jump out right then
there.
There
you
there.
Go, yeah. Joe.
Not just kind of wait till we go
oh,
outside.
Bottle.
Broccoli oh, snacks. Oh. Snacks.
Dude, I just want to see a solid roundhouse from that guy.
They have been fighting all night.
Yeah, they have. They're exhausted.
So ridiculous.
I like the cuffs on my pants. Kind of tragic.
Oh, but he doesn't have the tattoos anymore, which means Hector's no longer in him.
Yes.
Wow.
But if that means,
good,
who's Hector now?
Ooh. You're really paying attention to this.
Could
thing,
it?
Yeah.
One of us has to.
Sent to Matt as plot cop.
Okay. Plot cop.
Whenever we can always check in with him
and figure
if
out what's
things
going on.
Get a little crazy.
Jeez. Okay.
We can always count on him for a beer.
Ooh. No, you drank my last one. Oh. I gave
Did
you
I really?
One. I gave you my last one.
Oh, that Diet Coke.
Mangler has beers.
Looks good right about now, doesn't it?
Mangler has beers in the fridge, baby.
Uh-oh.
All you had to do was go get me one.
I also have
some,
I also have some pineapple vino from Hawaii, if we want to pop that
open.
That sounds great.
When did you go to Hawaii?
Ooh. 2 weeks ago.
What island?
Waikiki on Oahu.
Very cool.
Yep, hanging out in Honolulu and, you know, drinking and chilling. And
yeah, watch out. The sheep. Nice. The sheep is going to bite you.
You know what's the freakiest
Relax.
To me about sheep and goats?
What's that?
Their eyes, because they don't have round pupils.
They're
that,
just all...
That bar, wigs me out.
Have you stared at sheep and goats in the eyes a lot?
Hey, listen, you gotta stare her into the eyes to make sure the back legs get in the boots, fucker.
Wow.
Wow.
This guy in the denim shirt, he has been in countless shows.
Which guy?
The extra, with the huge head.
Was that
yeah,
anything
we got
else
it, Matt.
Other than a couple of beers?
Matt, we got it.
I missed the guy in the
No beer
shirt.
For you.
Was it one of the atmosphere? Was it one of the atmosphere?
Yeah.
Is that a movie shirt? Term?
Extras atmosphere?
Atmosphere?
Mm-hmm. Background Ooh. Actors.
Background artists. Now, is that a proper movie term?
I don't know.
Yeah. What?
Dude.
Well, Bill, as a cinephile,
that guy,
oh,
I guess we'll
has.
Find out. We'll find out later.
Yeah, he has.
Douche.
Oh my god, she's dead.
Douche.
She's dead. Pick her up. Pick her
she's
up.
She's dead. Let's
come
on, Joey.
Lift with your legs.
Jesus.
Come on.
He is such a. He's got biceps, but he's a puss.
Look at the heels.
Dude.
Did you see the heels on his boots?
It's because he's 5'2".
How tall is he?
He's taller than me.
Well. Okay, so we're talking Yoda to who?
Oh! Step outside! Small but I'm scrappy. I'll kick your ass.
You are a mighty Yoda.
Kick your ass.
I will come at you like a spider monkey.
I'm all jacked up a Mountain Dew!
Wow, bring
Look
her
at
up.
You! You are just bringing it home with the tears and whatnot.
She's the best actress in this movie.
Yeah, she.
Look at that.
That just turned my heart.
My
you
best
are tall.
Dead.
You are tall.
Very dramatic, thank you.
Hey, in case no one's mentioned it, this fucking movie sucks. This is so fucking awful.
We've been beating around the bush a little bit, but yeah.
Did that just come in from the AP? Is that hot off the presses?
This movie is just awful, dude.
He's got a tonic for everything.
Yeah, he does.
Wow.
It's like a walking ride.
Yeah.
Oh, we gotta translate to the Midwest people. It's like a walking Osco.
Oh, there you go.
Oh. Yeah. Jewel Osco, Walgreens. Baby.
I think it's
Walgreens is nationwide now.
I think it's Jewel Osco is changing to
Osco. Jewel Osco.
I used to work at Jewel.
Although,
did you really?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
So my dad found out that if you have a Dominick's card, it works at Ralph's.
For real?
For reals.
For reals.
Really?
And Hardee's and now Carl's.
You know what it comes down to? It's like
the world is
it's like upside down. Seriously, it's like two or three companies
that own everything.
All the grocery stores.
Yeah.
So if you need some of one of the companies, you better talk to me.
Ooh. Exactly.
Look at you go!
Oh my god.
Did you just call him Juanito, though?
Maybe.
That was a tender
question.
I believe the quote was...
Totally.
Well, you know what that is. Juan is Johnny, and when you add Ito or Ita, it means... Yeah, little.
Yeah,
endearing.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Oh!
Wow.
Look at that.
ILM.
Is he going to hell?
Yeah, he is.
Wow.
That was intense.
Yeah, that was...
My heart is beating.
We can tell we're in another place.
Okay,
we are.
So it's purgatory, right?
This is what you call bleach process.
Wow.
This is the between the real world and hell, right?
Matt.
We don't know
because it's light blue.
Matt, where are we? What's going on?
I'm being totally serious here. If the whole movie was shot with this kind of grain and everything, I think it would probably be a better movie.
Yeah. One of the things I don't like about the movie is it looks like a TV movie with the colored lights in the background and the perfect film.
Right.
It's like it should be gritty.
Right.
Look at that.
More of those guys.
That's spooky.
Less of him.
That's Hat Boy. He hasn't had a hat
where
in
are
ages.
We?
Now he's just got the movie star.
Josh and Nate. Oh, sink. Kids, sink.
Yeah. There's a couple of really
bad
scenes.
Not good at all.
No tracers. That's the way they can tell.
Do you know where this was shot, Santa?
No.
Okay, because it's some sort of water swamp.
Sink check. Do you want to try it again, Santa?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let them know what time it is first.
Hour and 15. 1, 2, 3, 4.
She's a fucking pro. She's a fucking pro.
Yeah. Bam.
You are a blaster.
I am humbled.
It took Matt about 4 movies. Yeah.
Doing every single one of them.
Oh, sweet.
Now we'll teach you the next skill.
Because he's actually paying attention to
And there was that two weeks at sync camp for him.
Chose to ignore it.
I think it's a bad choice. In podblasting world, we don't decide to choose to ignore quotes.
Oh, okay.
I've been listening to what we've saying, and I think people who listen to this blast are going to have to listen like 3 times.
To get it all?
Because there's comedy coming from like 5 corners.
Gems. We're dropping awesome. Gems here.
It's like a Robert Altman film or something.
Dude, they download it to their computer. They can listen to it 8 times at work.
They're going to have to put it through some sort of spatial analyzer.
Absolutely. They can hand it to CPU.
Which they could buy on our site. Good. $24.95.
Yeah. Just PayPal it. We'll get it to you.
Dude, we should be have our own booths and everything and do this in like 5.1.
Oh.
So sent us right behind their head and, you know, everyone else is all
awesome.
Over
them.
That would be cool.
Nice.
You're communicating spiritually?
Spiritually.
That's awesome.
Was there much follow-up after this movie in the fact, I mean, I know you kept in touch with your friend all through this, but... were you notified, like, when it came out on video and all that stuff?
Yeah.
The whole
process? The director was actually really good about it, letting us know what was going on and where it was coming out and when it was airing and all that stuff.
All right.
I'd ask you how it was working with him, but there's a half hour extra on DVD explaining that.
Wow. Yes. I don't even think I have this DVD.
Speaking of knowing about stuff, when is your big fight scene airing?
Oh, I don't know. It's a Lifetime television film, so I know all you boys will be tuning in.
Oh, well, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah,
it's on their favorite toys.
If we can get off Bravo and Logo long enough.
And Oxygen.
Yes.
Forget about that
and
one. Yeah. I don't know. It's called Black Friday, and they haven't even finished filming it yet. so whenever the
Black Friday. What's it about? Can you drop any?
Yeah, it's about a little girl that gets kidnapped. I'm the babysitter that gets kidnapped with her.
Ooh.
And her mother has some special information that the kidnappers are trying to get. So they pretty much kidnap the kid to get the information out of her.
And they kill you?
They kill me because I try and escape.
Wow.
That's brutal.
Do we want to be spoiling this?
Oh. I don't die. That was just a lie.
Oh, thank God. I can watch it then.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm not dead. I feel fine.
It's but a flesh wound. They're hot.
They're hot.
This is some great Mexican beer I'm drinking on Saturday.
What is it?
It's Corona.
These chicks are dead.
Ted. There's the rhyme.
Over my dead body.
Oh, man. I love hot, dead chicks.
Yeah.
You know.
Dude, I love necrophilia.
Dude, it's pedophilia, you like.
Dude! Oh. Wow. Come on.
That's so wrong.
Yeah, that is.
Hey, there's a run not... in the netting.
What was that?
I like to think that we stay away from all of the philias out there.
Let's try. Oh, my gosh.
Bam. Oh. What's up, bitch?
I did nothing.
Oh. Dude, all Mexicans are great boxers. What does he think he's going to be doing?
Dude. It's like Star Wars. He's wearing black and he's wearing white.
Yeah.
Slapped.
Good point.
He got slapped.
Oh.
Wow.
I would have thought Joey Lawrence would be like, no, let's change this slap into a punch.
Yeah. He didn't
want to
ruin his eyebrows, though.
So wow. Save his eyebrows.
Oh, backhanded slap.
He caught himself so he didn't ruin his suit.
I have a new respect for Mr. Lawrence.
He allows himself to get his ass whooped.
Why? He's so disturbing the story.
didn't I buy you?
Bill, why don't you care about me?
I do, baby.
That's fantastic.
Fantastico!
Fantastico!
I just bought you new handles for those bags under your eyes.
Dude!
Dog, I'm just saying.
That was cold.
Everybody's got flaws. I got many.
That was as cold as this Diet Coke.
The nectar of the gods.
With vitamins and minerals, baby.
Get out of here.
Do you want some more?
No, this is my third.
So, Senta, is that just like a man? He has a sure thing with a hot woman.
Right.
Yeah, he still wants the one he can't have.
Of course.
Is that just like a man?
Just like a guy.
That's bullshit. He should go for the hot one who wants it.
That is horrible.
He's lying.
What?
You promised you would take me.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Tequila solves everything and ruins everything.
Body shot.
Yeah, is that what that is? Body shot?
This movie is Tequila Body Shot.
That's where the title came from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Aww.
That's ridiculous.
What a douche.
Oh, and the Grim Reaper's laughing. That's gold.
Grim Reaper's always laughing.
Run, run! I hope they trip.
Oh, hold on. I hear stock music.
Oh, yeah.
Kick his ass.
This song is about 15 seconds long and it just keeps looping.
That was a direct quote from 24. We're running out of time. My.
Dude.
Oh, no, you didn't.
I would dropkick that bitch. If I could get off the ground more than 6 inches.
This is reminiscent of the fight scene from Kareem R. Crumb.
He just bit his ear off?
Yeah, Tyson
with no blood.
What did you say was reminiscent of?
The fight scene from Korean Mark Chronicles.
Mm. Kids on the internet call it the KMC.
KMC?
Yes. It will be re-released.
Not to be confused with KFC.
No.
Oh, nice.
Uh-oh.
Dead guys on motorcycles.
With German Kaiser helmets on.
Yes.
Hell yeah. And no AK. Eyes.
Well, I mean, everybody in hell is German. I mean, that's
the thing of Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse? Is that what that's about?
I don't know.
They're taking the dead souls to another world, so they gotta go now.
Cops from the hell.
Awesome.
Uh-oh.
Hector runs like a jerk off.
He runs like Billy Crystal during that Sally.
Did you see that? It was a nice scene where they should have cut it about a second.
He bit his dick off?
Yeah, yes.
What's he going to bite off on him?
I don't know.
His vagina?
Oh, yeah.
Can we say vagina?
Because I'm such a good fighter, because punching you worked last time.
Yeah, it did. Ooh! He needs an Altoid.
Dude, this is like Star Matrix.
Wars?
Total
Come
Matrix.
On.
He's like, in this world, you can do anything you want.
What is going on?
Hey, do we have...
What is going on?
Oh, baby.
Everybody's biting everybody in this fucking movie.
Devil baby, don't be that way.
The succubus is taking him down.
I'm going to bite all
Man's
of you.
Man's got the terms. Oh, that's hilarious.
It's comedy, folks.
We got some 80s music going.
I love the 80s.
Me too.
Love the
Cheers.
80s.
Right that's there, right. Man. Oh.
So
Best
what's
decade.
What's in your car right now, then?
I have Pat Benatar.
Nice.
I have...
And we had a little rock and roll...
Come on.
Double ears here.
Love Pat Benatar. I love the Go-Go's.
Yeah.
I love... God, anything 80s. Dexy's Midnight Runner.
Oh, dude,
really?
That song.
Come on, Eileen.
Yeah.
Do you know that that song is about him trying to talk her into having sex with him?
Yes. The lyrics are awesome.
Yes, they are.
I love that song.
I'm down on my knees at this moment. You mean everything. I mean, how many times have you said that?
I thought you said desperation was Now you're going back on your word? I think you're fickle.
I'm a woman. That's my job.
But I love you.
Thank you. You too, Darren.
You could stop fire yourself from being on fire, but you can't get your friend to stop dancing.
I have every Tears for Fears album.
Yes. They're awesome.
They're
did you go to their tour when they reunited? Did they just play last year?
At Universal Studios.
Yeah.
I saw it there at
the amphitheater.
They're so good.
They were great. They're really good. Their new album was really good.
How fast are they rowing?
Not very fast. Do you remember
It looks like you were driving too fast. Come on.
In hell, they need to take over things like they would on Earth with machine guns and chasing them down.
Martial law. Ooh, look at his ear. That's nasty.
Dude.
His hair's blue.
That's classic comedy.
Oh, look.
It's Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
Good for you.
Obi, you are my only hope.
So you can get those, like, Vine plastic blue flowers, for about like $5.
At Michael's,
Big Lots,
yeah.
Right?
At Big Lots.
Michael's, too, yeah.
That thing paid for my hardwood floors.
How many commercials did you do? Or is it just one?
A Big Lots commercial?
Big
just
Lots.
One.
Just one?
Just one.
It ran for a while.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Love that national Good commercial.
Good deal.
Yay. But I really wanted to, like, get the perk of going into Big Lots and be able to get whatever I want for free, and that's just not the reality of it.
Yeah.
Did they recognize you from the commercial?
Not at all.
Really?
Yeah. I went in there demanding special treatment. Do you know who I am? Whatever.
You know what? After today, that may all change.
It's
not
brain.
The
jail.
It's not the easiest thing in the world to get used to.
I have my balls. But, you have your ear.
You'll cope.
I'll cope. I'll work with it.
I got recognized.
I got my balls.
Did you?
That's right.
I got recognized. I was having dinner.
No names, but go ahead.
I was having lunch feet away from Tim Allen.
Yes!
And,
that's a name!
Outside. And one of our fans came up and said, are you Darren Mangler? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I'm a huge DVD Podblast fan.
Nice!
Like, which is cool because I was in a business meeting with a writer because we're going to pitch a sitcom and or a drama. And
got you a little credit.
Yeah, you might want to figure out what it is before you pitch it.
Well, I have like five going on.
I was trying to figure out
which one it was.
Wait.
Oh. Come on.
Oh, makeup.
Come on.
Oh.
No!
Oh.
There was a one-night stand.
It's awkward, man.
This guy in the green.
He's
been
in
so much sitcoms and everything.
Man. He reminds me of, what's it? Not Chunk. From the Goonies.
Hold on.
Sloth.
Here's the best part of the movie.
Uh-oh, best part. Oh, she's going to come back to life.
No, but she's still dead, and what's going to bring her back to life is a tequila body shot.
Really?
Yes.
Well, this is a good film.
Really bring you back to life.
I told you, I saw it once.
With a tequila body shot.
I'm just waiting here.
You know what's crazy is for the time, if this was made into a music video, mm-hmm. it would have been the best music video of that time.
Yeah, yeah.
Just
like
with the imagery and all that
music
stuff.
Video.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I don't know about maybe
Michael Jackson.
Really?
For serious.
I was thinking
Duran
like,
Duran.
Duran Duran.
Would probably
maybe
like
Color
this movie.
Me Bad.
Oh.
No, they're all sex you up.
She's
the
dead.
Doctor doesn't know what to do.
She's dead.
Well, you know, when you don't know what to do, a tequila body shot.
Johnny.
Luckily, that name is never used in any movie.
Ever. Or
yeah.
any song.
No. Is that Elba Barge?
Unless someone in the living does a tequila
well,
body
who's
shot.
Johnny?
Who's Johnny? Then there's Johnny, Are You Queer Boy?
Right.
What other Johnny songs are there?
Johnny Be Good.
Ooh. Nice.
Nice.
I'll go old school.
Okay, that was it. We picked a three.
It's Hey Johnny Park by the Foo Fighters.
Oh.
You, but I don't think there's any line that says Johnny in it.
Okay. It's just what
Grease
it's called.
Grease 2.
It's one of those.
Grease 2. Better than the first Grease.
Thank you. I have it.
Wow.
I have it.
Wow.
I have it on DVD.
Yeah.
We're going to put it in right now. I need it, Mike. Fuck yes.
Mike.
I love you. Grease 2, baby. Mike, where are you
Mike.
Going?
All the way.
Mike,
Mike, Grease 2.
Mike
left. He has actually left.
Walso just left.
Oh, wow.
We're missing the body shot.
Mike, the body shot's on Mike.
You're going to miss the body shot.
See, I'm going to do this to you later, Hunter.
Yeah, that right there.
Here it comes.
Oh!
It's going to be hot.
Come back.
Dude, the body shot's going on.
Put down the tequila.
Now kiss her.
Do it, Joey.
Bring it home.
Whoa, she's dead.
Oh, wow.
He opened his mouth and that would have been everywhere.
Yeah.
There
it is.
A little bit, yeah, but no.
I wouldn't do that to you, though.
She's dead.
She's totally dead.
That is
necro.
Dude, if this doesn't work, he's the biggest necro ever.
It'd be a very uncomfortable moment.
Let's talk about alternate endings.
Seriously, better.
Alternate endings.
Seriously,
with the songs,
better than the first. Yes.
With the songs.
Cool
so
writer. A cool writer.
Girl for All Seasons.
Oh, my God.
Let's Do It for Our Country.
Please. Oh, let's do it. That's a great
wait,
song.
Who's that guy?
Can I bring something up?
What?
Sure.
We're going to score tonight? Where does the pollen go?
If you're on the boat to hell,
we should do the musical.
Wow.
And Sharon is, like, rowing you. Would you have an outboard motor on the back of your fucking boat?
Dude, if you're going
I'm just
to,
asking.
If you're going
and
to
a
hell,
dog
you
to
go fast.
It's true.
A dog to retrieve the quails. Yes, you would.
Well, I would have a Nova Scotia duck-tolling retriever.
That was close.
That was a great ending.
That was almost
and it's
totally disgusting.
Seriously,
now down. It's awesome.
It would have been awesome if they panned down and she just had a rager on her. That would have
She's a total tranny.
Dude, that's one for YouTube.
Yeah. Patent pending. Patent pending.
CPR is for suckers.
A huge dance sequence. It's coming.
This whole movie's been a huge dance sequence. Every time they go somewhere, there's a group dancing.
Dancing, I know, but I want to see Joey dance.
Oh, look!
Oh,
you're so happy.
I was. They bought that hat at Rampage.
Oh, he's wearing a hat again.
Well, hats are cool.
Well, someone thinks so.
Pablo!
I'm glad you used us, Doc.
Yeah, thanks, Doc.
Thanks for using us to find Hector and kill him.
Thanks.
That's great.
He has little scorpions on his shirt.
Oh!
Hey.
I got a bottle for you.
Someone handed that to him off camera.
It's true. He is not David Copperfield at all.
Sweet.
So someone is crawling on the ground right
don't
now?
Don't abuse the drink, muchachos.
Yes.
Because that brings it home.
Right.
Don't use it? Night. Aren't you supposed to chug it?
That's a cool car.
That is a nice car.
The Aston fish? Martin?
The fish.
Hey!
What does that mean? The fish.
Well, I'm the mangler, so the fish would probably...
But what does it have to do with
the
movie?
Be an ex-date. I don't know.
It's probably a crew guy's car. He's like, I can't change the license plate.
Mm. Why are you still making fun of Ted?
Why is everything so damn funny, people?
I was already in the car. The shot was too long, so they put me in the car.
No,
that's bullshit.
Those fuckers.
You were the star of this motherfucker. This steamy pile of shit.
When I originally saw it, I thought Ashley didn't show up that day.
Yeah. I had bad.
She was probably like, I'm not coming in.
Nothing an 8-ball won't fix. at Marmol.
Shut up.
So horny.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I'd like to get a piece of that.
Yeah, because the Mexico-U.S. border is on a bridge.
Yeah, that's the Valencia.
In the
Los Angeles.
In the
Rockies. Uh-oh, wait, here comes the spin. Oh, my God.
What's that guy?
That's creepy. He looks familiar.
Sexy Mexican.
Holy shit. Tequila body shots, part two. It's coming.
Oh no!
Oh God!
Yeah, they did.
Wow!
He agreed to say that.
They did.
Well, well done, Santa.
Oh, thank
you. You are an absolute star.
We have some gifts for you.
Oh my God! Do we?
Gifts? Yes. I get fabulous prizes.
Here's your first gift.
All right.
Yeah.
What on my neck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Neck.
We got legitimate gifts, Darren.
We got legitimate gifts.
Oh, that would be a gift for you.
Yes, fuck them.
We got.
Oh no!
We got your flowers.
Oh,
oh, that's flowers. So sweet. Oh, they're beautiful. Thank you.
We got your chocolate.
Oh, hey. This is the way to a girl's heart, right here.
And we got you a copy of Smut, the movie we made.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes.
Smut.
Yep.
You betcha.
And actually, if I may take just a second.
Yes.
Take a second. Smut is available in 20 local video stores here in the Valley.
Nice.
One location of 2020 video on Laurel Canyon.
Yeah.
And then
all
four video markets in Los Angeles and all 15 video huts in Los Angeles.
That's really... I sold all of my videos back to Video Hut.
Did you?
I did. I sold them 300 videos, and then they gave me money, and then I bought DVDs.
Nice! That's the thing to do.
This is awesome.
Thank you so much for coming.
Oh my
thank
God,
you.
I
appreciate it so
really
much.
Really fun.
Appreciate
really
you
fun.
Taking the time.
Thank
all right, Matt, can you put the movie stuff for a second?
Really yeah.
I'm going to do a
hold her hair back.
Oh no, what is going on?
I'm
going
to do a body shot with my girl, Santa.
All right. Oh, God.
Okay, what's wrong with you?
Oh, I just like her a lot. Okay.
Well.
There we go. Okay. Here we go. To tequila body shots. Well done, Santa.
Thank you.
Muy bien.
Ew.
Drink.
Wimpy.
Where's your mom?
Thank you very much.
That actually was more sweet than disgusting.
Thank you.
I'm surprised. Santa,
you are sport of the century.
Oh,
she is.
Blast.
Okay, so let's
literally
find... What's the good things about the movie?
The good things about
it's
the movie?
It's over.
Oh, bang!
Wow!
Bang!
What? Did Mo Henry cut this?
I'm looking,
Mo Henry's fee is twice the budget of this movie.
Okay.
But we do have walkie-talkies by J&R Productions.
Nice.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay. I thought Senso was fabulous.
Thank
yes.
you.
By the way, Mary Nelson Durstein, you did a fantastic job.
Did.
However, not a movie.
Oh, executive
job.
Cutting service. Well, wow. For all your executive negative cutting needs.
I thought the sound was okay. I mean, the music design was awful, but I mean, you know, you heard all the actors.
Let me put it this way. With the budget that they had, how could they have done better? I mean, obviously, you throw $30 million at something, it's going to be like, okay, it's going to be great.
Well, not always.
Could be
great.
Potential.
Yeah, but I think you got to start with the script.
That is a font used for...
1998.
Well,
really?
On it.
Really?
That's what it said.
I guess.
The sidekick said, IMDb said 99.
Okay.
I'm thinking that it came out on video on 2000.
That means it was made in 1998.
Okay.
And it also means it sent a blacked out for about 3 or 4 years.
I thought where they used the special effects was solid. I don't know if they could have done any better with the special effects.
On the budget, right.
I think they could have done something different with the cinematography. I think it looked a little video-esque.
Right, yeah.
More Skinamax than...
A lot of tripod. They yes. set up the shots.
Yeah.
And a lot of tripod.
Three abreast and just standing there and said their lines.
It's, or six. It's amazing yeah. what... 10
the
more
very nice. Six.
Yeah. Well, that one bar scene, three guys breasts. On three.
Oh, I
was
oh,
kind of that's what I thought you were.
You know, because I thought
that's
that
totally
you,
what I meant, Santa. Yeah.
I totally, Jared, I totally thought that because you know you're a pig.
It sounds silly. I'm trying.
Oh, you're wonderful.
Okay, keep going.
It sounds silly and it sounds stupid, but I think for the crowd scenes, they need at least 20 more bodies.
Oh, I totally agree. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because
totally agree.
We've all been in those stuffed bars where you can't even move sideways to get a drink.
Yeah.
Right.
But there were a couple of scenes where it looked like there were four people up in front, a big space, and then, like, it was a cheesy, you know, yes. Samurai Sunday where everyone was kind of dancing in the background,
yeah, right.
looking busy. Well, I don't know.
It's one of those little lessons when you write a script, don't write crowd scenes.
Unless you can afford
crowd scenes. Try not to write yeah. night scenes.
And quite mm-hmm. frankly, like in Smut, obviously, restaurant scene and everything, we just kind of played it off like it's
a secluded
restaurant.
And a really
empty,
bad restaurant.
You know,
where
we didn't try to put... One or, well, I guess at times we put one or two people, but, you know, it's like,
well,
let's just focus
you
on.
Do what you can.
Do yeah. what you can, yeah. It's hard. And plus, we shot that overnight, so it's like, it's hard to get 20 people
yeah.
into a restaurant at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, and
you
keep
know.
Them there and
you
keep
know
them
what?
Happy. Keep
it
them
sounded
happier.
All like excuses to me, guys.
I thought they pulled it off that it looked like Mexico. Like, we had to ask Senta where they shot it.
Mm. I should have said Mexico.
Yeah, then we would have totally bought it because we trust you in every way.
Man.
So I think they pulled that off.
Okay.
I don't think this guy will ever work again.
Has he done anything since? Has Tony directed another movie?
If he did, he would have called you. Because you were like
yeah.
the fucking ace in the hole here.
I don't know about that.
Come on.
No, he would have called him.
Your friend
like, oh,
was dying and over her dead body you were crying.
I was upset.
Done.
Yeah, it was gold. You're wearing a tank top, but everybody has faults in a movie. I mean...
I'm sorry. Next time I'll get nude.
To complete my thought from like 10 minutes ago, that font that they used was from Spinal Tap.
Oh!
Thank you.
You know, it had the heavy metal type look to it.
Good call.
Yes, it did.
This movie wasn't very heavy metal.
So since you haven't seen it in a while, any sort of final word on Tequila Body Shots?
Okay,
no, pressure's on.
No, that was on the spot. We'll get around to it.
Right. Okay, actually, I don't have Wi-Fi on this, so I apologize. I'm
actually, I think I have a final word. I had a really good time shooting it. I remember that. I had a really good time with the cast, a really good time with the crew, and everybody was really nice, which kind of makes, no matter what film you're working on, a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows you to kind of separate yourself from the end product because it's a fun time.
Yeah. How did you hear about it?
My agent literally submitted me for it.
Submitted you
yeah.
for it, and then, okay.
And then
so you were forced to do it?
Pretty much. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I tied my hands behind my back and said, act.
So,
did you get paid a lot?
I've already asked this question.
Yeah,
she
left.
Writer, director, producer, Tequila Body Shots, Nothing Before, Nothing Since.
Oh,
1999.
Let's have a moment of silence for that.
But now he gets to go to his grave going, I shot a movie.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, this is my movie.
You know, when you think about it, how hard is it to make a movie? It's actually
it's
really
tough.
Hard to get $1 million if that's what the budget was to shoot a film. It's a bitch.
I wouldn't shoot like a 16mm or the bigger one was a
35.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't shoot that without starting $1 million.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well,
it's not, it wouldn't
digital.
Even be worth it.
This was film.
Yes.
Right.
So that's another thing. Like now, digital.
It looked digital.
It did.
That's horrible.
It was just because of
flat.
The lighting and like Matt said, like Cinemax type lighting.
Well, what I'm
was...
saying is, with $1 million digital, you could probably do a lot more. But this was, you know, shot 8 years ago, 9 years ago. Who knows?
Before the digital,
right?
Was
so
invented.
Explosion.
Yeah.
Yes.
Kind of limited by the budget.
Kaiser, anything to add?
I got nothing. I just want to thank you again, Senta, for coming in. It was
my
a lot of fun.
Pleasure.
Hey,
thank you so much for taking
pleasure.
The time.
And
you will be there on...
on May 5th.
May 5th? Wonderful. Wonderful.
Don't forget.
I just did a body shot off of I'm done for the day. I'm happy. So Somebody knock me out. I'm through.
I can't add anything to that.
No, I certainly can't top it, but I would just like to say, Senta, it was wonderful having you here.
Hey, hey.
They're high school buddies.
Time, yeah.
It's been way too long.
Yeah.
We got to start hanging out.
Seriously. And anytime you need another, you know.
A guester?
A guester.
Nice.
Perfect. You I'm are here. Easily an honorary guest.
Yes,
I've
you
got
are.
Many opinions, so.
You have been a fantastic trial.
D, yes, what do you have to say about tequila body shots?
Hey, tequila body shots. You can suck it!
Ooh!